Thank you so much. Let's dive into tonight's perek. Perek Vav of Tehillim is one that Minig Yisrael for many centuries has seen as a perek with exceptional power and an exceptionally personal perek. It's the perek that, as we know, Minig Ashkenaz is. That's the perek that follows our Shmoneh Esrei. That's the perek that we put our heads down for to enhance the Shmoneh Esrei with Tachnun. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia speaks about saying Tachnun as a powerful multiplier of the Koach of our Tefillah. We daven primarily, centrally with our Shmoneh Esrei. Adding Tachnun at the end multiplies the power of our Tefillah. And the Gemara, the second paragraph of Bracha, speaks about many different Amoroi, many different Chacham of the Gemara, and the particular Tefillos that they said following their Shmoneh Esrei. Following Shmoneh Esrei, Elokai Netzar, and Tachnun, it's a time for personal tefillah. It's a time when you add the inner personal element to the general standard tefillah. The fact that Minig Ashkenaz has been for so many centuries that we follow our Shmoneh Esrei with this parak, with the sixth parak of Tehillim, it captures the power and it captures the personal element. And as we look at this parak, we say it so often, but let's look at it together with open eyes. We'll see those elements coming to the fore right away. After the opening pasuk, the introduction, Lamnatzeach b'neginos al shminis mizmar David, instructions as to probably which musical instruments to use in singing this mizmar. From pasuk Bezin on, it's familiar to us from the Tachron. Let's read these psukim together. Let's notice the flow in these psukim. Hashem al ba'apcha tochicheni. Al b'chamascha tiyasreni. Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't rebuke me. Don't punish me in anger. Wow. Choneni Hashem kium lalani. Kadosh Baruch Hu, have rachmanas. I'm so worn down. Rifa'eni Hashem ki nivalu atzamai. Heal me. My bones are coming apart. V'nafshi nivala ma'od. My very nefesh is coming apart. V'ata Hashem ad masa'a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Until when? In these opening psukim, David HaMelech is at first almost cowering. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please don't hit me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please don't punish me. And then we already see the next step. David HaMelech moves to a position of self-assessment. He begins to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just about what not to do, but he begins to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Bakasha. And as the Malbim points out, there's a from outside in assessment. It's, I'm worn, umlalani, and then further in Nivhalu Atzaman, my very bones are worn down. And then the innermost of all, my nefesh, it's not just my body. My nefesh is in pain, my nefesh is suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heal my body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heal my soul. Let's continue the progression of the psukim. Then we'll step back and see after we finish this parak some of the larger themes that strike us. Pasuk Hei already, David HaMelech moves to more focused tefillah. Shuvah Hashem chalotza nafshi. Now that David has recognized what ails him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please heal me. Hoshieni l'man chasdecha. Save me because of your chesed. And then in Pasuk Vav, he moves from tefillah to nimuk, from asking to explaining why what he's asking for is of value, a further stage in the progression. Ki'en ba'mavi zechrecha b'sha'ol miyodelach. David HaMelech turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, please give me more life. Because the more life you give me, the longer I can serve you. As long as I'm an Olam Hazeh, the Olam Hamasa, I have the opportunity to improve, I have the opportunity to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein ba'mavis echrecha, b'sha'ol miyodelach. And then the next two psukim are a step back, but also a step forward. Yagati ba'an chasi.
Ascha b'la'layla mitasi b'dimasi arsiyem seh. Such a powerful pasuk. He says, through the night I'm thinking about my tzaros. Through the night I soak my bed with tears. Ashisha, and a parallel companion pasuk ches, ashisha mika'as eini. My eye is wearing from all the anger that I'm experiencing, all the anger that's thrown at me. Asuka, my eye is aging because of all my enemies. So at the same time, he's sort of moving back to Psukim Gimel and Dalad, sort of assessing what ails him. But also there's a sense of avoda, because these perhaps are tears of pain, but perhaps are also tears of tefillah. And that might give us insight also into the last three psukim, because there's a remarkable metamorphosis. These opening psukim, the first two-thirds of the mizmar, have been so down. First he was just cowering, and then he's looking at himself and telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu what ails him, and then beginning to move to tefillah, to bakasha, explaining why and how he intends to use the life HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him well. And then these last three psukim, suddenly a burst of optimism. The sun breaks through the clouds. Surimeni kapo aleyavin. All the evildoers, move away from me. Ki shama Hashem kol bechi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has heard my cries. Shama Hashem tchinasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has heard my techina. My tefillah, remarkably similar to the word tachanun that we use to describe the way in which we deploy this parak in the davening. Hashem tefillah si yikach. Interesting term. It sounds almost English rather than Hebrew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take my tefillah. Yevoshu v'yibol ma'od kol oivai. Yeshuvu yevoshu raga. All my enemies will be thrown back. They'll be embarrassed. They'll be left dumbfounded. A powerful progression from Dov HaMelech cowering to assessing to tefillah to explaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why, articulating why he is being mispal and how he plans to employ the life and resources that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him in the service of Avos Hashem. And finally, a burst of optimism, almost like we've moved, the tzara is done, and now he's looking in retrospect, I'm good. So as I said, when we began, we use this parak in a very personal and a very powerful point in our tefillah. It's how we personalize our Shemona Esrei and how we multiply the power of our Shemona Esrei. And it's a part of the davening. It's the one part of our davening that we say with our heads down, with complete bitul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the only sort of hishtachavaya, the sort of bowing that we do on a daily basis in our davening. It's very powerful, it's very personal, and it's mostly very raw. And yet it brings to incredible optimism. So let's close, now that we've explored the parak on a pasuk by pasuk level, let's wrap this together with three larger observations. The first is one of the Malbim. If we're sensitive to the language that David HaMelech uses, one thing we notice is, ask yourself, what sort of problem is David grappling with? About what tzara is he reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this parak? And the answer is more than one. Because it's clear at the beginning that he's davening about health. Refa'eni Hashem, kinivalu atzma. He directly davens for a cure, for refuah of his body, refuah of his soul, nafshi nivala ma'od. But later on we hear about the oivim, the tzorerim, and the oivim, his enemies. And in the burst of optimism, the last three psukim, he tells all the evildoers to move away. All his oivim, they're done. Their power has been taken from them. So it seems the Malbim says, oh, this is a tefillah that speaks to David HaMelech at a point in his life when he's grappling internally and externally. He's grappling with medical issues, and he's from within. and he's grappling with enemies from without. And this is a teal that points in both directions. It asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us within and to help us without. To help us with the enemy outside and to help us heal within. And that's something that resonates particularly at this point. And take a look, a second larger theme. Take a look at the Pasuk Beis, the first of the Psukim that we say in the Tachron. Hashem al bi apacha tochicheni. How would we translate this? Don't respond to me with your anger. Al bi chamascha tiasreni. Don't punish me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your anger, with your af. So how do you translate? Well, what is David HaMelech asking? So Shimshon Pinkus in his Shi'urim on Tillim points out that we might have thought that it means we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu despite the fact that there's a charonaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps we look within, we see things that we could have done differently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite your anger, please give me another chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't send that our way. Now Shimshon Pinkus points out, but there's another level to it. The Malbim says, the truth is, Radak already says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you are going to respond in a difficult way to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you are going to send suffering our way, but let it not be with af. I'll be apcha tochicheni. Even if you're going to be mochiach, but not with af. Even if you're going to have to give us clarity, a difficult conversation, but please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without anger. I'll be chamaschi tiasreini. Even if you'll be miyaseras, but please, without chema, allow us, even in difficult times, allow us to be able to perceive clearly how much you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love us. And finally, the most mysterious and the most, in a certain sense, beautiful part of the parak, this parak that we say twice a day in our davening, is that metamorphosis, the last three psukim, after unusually painful, unusually raw bakasha, unusually raw sense, taking the state of himself, and he's in such a difficult place. The last three psukim, David HaMelech, suddenly, it's all light. The sun is shining, surimene kapali oven, everything has changed. So Feivel Meltzer, the son of the famous Rosh Yeshiva, Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, brother-in-law, of Aaron Cutler, in his radio Shi'urim that he gave several decades ago in Eretz Yisrael on Sefer Tillim, published posthumously by Masada Rav Kook under the title Pnei Sefer Tehillim, when he discusses this parak, so Feivel Meltzer suggests that so maybe you hear an echo. Maybe what's driving the change is there's an echo of vidui, particularly those who daven Nusach Sfarad, who always combine tachanun, precede the tachanun with a vidui. Those of Nusach Ashkenaz have that in the context of slichos. So maybe that's what's changing things. Maybe there's an echo of vidui here, and it's the tshuva that David HaMelech engages in that allows him to turn the corner. And that's one critical element. And I looked in the Radak and I saw something else. The Radak says, David HaMelech himself was speaking Baruch HaKodesh. David HaMelech himself was prophesying. He saw with his Nevuah that he could see the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have taken care of him. The Radak goes on to say that every Jew can say it. A remarkable line in the Radak. The Chol Adam Yispalel B'zeh HaMizmah Yuchal Lo Marzeh. Every Jew who davens with this Mizmah, we daven with this Mizmah several times a day. Batuachu ki hakel yishma tefilaso. I can have confidence that Kadosh Baruch Hu will hear and respond to my tefillah. Im yispalel b'lev nishbar v'nivke. If a Jew is davening with the genuineness and the tears that are all over this parak, David HaMelech just said, the bed is wet from my tears. My eyes are worn. My eyes have gone old. It's that genuineness of avoda, la'avdo b'lev shalem. If, as the Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Tanis, if our tefillah is an avodah shebelev, yes, we're using our lips and giving words, articulating our thoughts, but if the focus and the primary energy of our tefillah, even more than at our lips, is in our minds and hearts, and perhaps our eyes as well. If we're genuine in our tefillah, and it's deeply felt, shari demauth al ninalu, and that is perhaps the prime driver and the prime theme of this parak. David HaMelech finds himself in a very low place, in a very broken place. And he's not afraid. He begins very afraid and articulates his fear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and continues to enumerate the things that hurt him. And turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then directly prays and asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the life and the time and the resources to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, properly. And when that is wedded to Yadati Ba'an Chasi, to tears, that's what brings him over the finish line, to the Surimeni Kapol Yavin, to the confidence that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always carrying us, and the confidence that we will soon be able to see the way in which our tefillah has impacted, and we will soon be able to perceive ever more clearly the way Kadosh Baruch Hu continues to carry us in wondrous ways. Have a magnificent evening.